Officials from the International Monetary Fund have ended their visit to Cairo, where they met with Egyptian government officials as well as opposition figures to discuss their stance on the proposed $4.8 billion IMF aid package. Weft party leaders say that Bedawi has told the IMF that he opposes the funds loan to Egypt if it harms the poor or if it sets conditions which would entail austerity measures and reduce salaries.
I think that the loan will be harmful for us for the time being, and that's why I ask the IMF officials to postpone the loan for at least 1 year in order to give a chance to our economy to stabilize after the security and order restored in the country.
In essence, Egyptian politicians and economists fear that the loan would pave the way for foreign influence and exploiting the country through political concessions. Experts also contend that the current government is categorically responsible for the country's deteriorating economic situation.
Some changes, political changes, are needed, like changing the current government because of its, negative performance in the economy.
On another front, officials from the IMF delegation refused to comment or to give any further explanations to these accusations. A negative implication of the economic crisis affecting regular citizens is the inflation rate, which has hit the two-year high in February. The rate jumped from 2.8 in January to 8.7 in February, increasing food and medicine prices. Many here are expressing concerns that the proposed $4.8 billion IMF loan to Egypt will bring about further price hikes as well as removal of subsidies. Observers say such measures will cause a public outcry in a country which has already been suffering for 2 years from an ailing economy and a looming political crisis. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.